Should have been in this photo last year, and not much has happened since.
What photo?
This, were you in this photo?
No, I was in the youth team.
Not much has happened since, has it? It's been a nice quiet year.
Yeah.
How do you look back on the last year, given all that happened?
It's just one of those freakish years, I think. That overall devastating, really, that obviously what happened. Just a series of events that we couldn't really rectify, I think, at the end of the day. You know, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. There's, you know, a number of things that contributed to it. You know, there's no point going into it now, but yeah. I think we've got to look forward and try and rectify how we go forward. And I think we're making a good start with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though, you know, what we did go down, I think the fans have responded well, and, you know, the number of season ticket renewals, and you know, at the end of the day, there's still a league to be won, points to be played for, whichever league you're in. And obviously, we'd all like to be in the Football League, but you know, now it's a chance for us to go again and, you know, rebuild the club again, I think.
In a funny way, you're thankful for the experience, given that it's opened a door in many ways to
for
you.
Me?
To,
yeah, personally, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's I had a good grounding with the youth team, and you don't know in football what's going to happen from here onwards, but you know, it's I feel comfortable where I am now, enjoying it, loving it. It's good to be working with Gary, and that we have a lot of good fun and a lot of good times as well as the serious side of it. So, and I think that's important to have that. And then, you know, that feeds into the players, and you know, I think we've got a good, real good set of players, real good set of lads who are all already mixing and bonding with each other, which is what we had.
Yeah.
You know, from before, we all live local, we all got on, we all went out, we all did things outside of the club, which we didn't have.
Can you see a bit of that squad
one
then?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's as a starting base, yes, for sure. And obviously there's, you know, league games wise, there's 46 events that we've got to, you know, win majority of to get where we want to get to. And a lot of things can happen in that, but as a starting base, you know, yeah, there's good foundations here for that.
A lot of people have been impressed by the midfield. Obviously, that's an area that you've got a lot of expertise in. But people like Billy Waters and Jack Munns and Harry Pell have taken sort of a lot of the plaudits in pre-season. Were you expecting them to sort of kick the ground?
Yeah, I knew we had good footballers. It's you know, Stores in there adds a bit of extra as well. You know, he can play as well. So, you know, you've got James Rowe coming in, very good player, and you know, all the other boys are all comfortable, and they all work hard as well. Mm. You know, back in the day, we wouldn't have played if you didn't work hard, and you know, they know that they've got to do that first, and then their ability will come out, and the willingness to run and help each other out and do the extra yards, and you know, we'll give them more time on the ball.
Mm. How well did you know Gary before he came in?
Didn't really.
You seem to struck up quite a rapport straight away.
Yeah, I would have played against his teams before. I think we sort of talk the same game, really.
Mm.
Got the same ideas, we've got the same thoughts on players. So we immediately were on the same sort of path, which is, you know, you don't always find that. So I felt that was good. And
were you
got
surprised
on.
In many ways that that happened, or was it just one of those
just
things
one
that
of those things
sort of allowed to happen?
Yeah,
sort of organically?
Yeah, it just happened, yeah. From day one, really. You know, there was never any problems on my part of what happened, and you know, it's good to be working with him, really.
Yeah. Do you still fancy going into management long term in the career, or you,
is this
role one you think that you
I wouldn't say I'm happy either way, really.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a, you know, taste. I can understand what he's, you know, although it was very short, I can understand what being the number one means.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just on the field, it's everything else that goes on around it. I'm quite happy with that. I was quite happy with that. So I'm, you know, I can understand what he's going through. To a certain degree, although he's had obviously 20 odd years of experience at it. Mm. What in the future, what happens, what will be, what happened, a lot of it's out of your hands, some of it's in your hands. You know, it's football's one of those unpredictable beasts that you'll never pin it down and think I'm going to do this, because you just don't know.
You won this league with as a player. What would it mean to do it with the same
club? That'd
be
great.
As a manager as well, there can't have been many people that have done that.
No.
You know, as assistant manager.
No, that would be a little. Now you've mentioned it. Probably a little feat. Yeah. But yeah, no, it'd be good. It would be really good to do that. and in some ways probably a lot more satisfaction, because I think the year that we went up, I played a massive amount of games. I was on the bench for 2/3 of the season, and probably started a dozen games or something like that. So it would, to be part of the staff that was, you know, the imminent staff that would get this club up again would be brilliant, yeah.
And the focus very much since the end of last season has to be picking players that you think that can make the difference in going up, hasn't it? It's been no sort of pussyfooting around it. It's been, that's the aim, and we've got to go out and try and achieve it.
Yeah, yeah, there's no ifs or buts. You can't, you know, can he or can't he? He's got to be, yeah, he can. And I think we've hopefully got that with, you know, all the boys. I've been impressed with all the boys that we've got in. They've all, you know, so far have done what we've expected them to do, and hopefully they won't get bored with doing what they've done so far and carry it on. You know, they've got on to a good start with the fans that have been and watched. I'm sure word's getting around of, you know, the type of player we've got and the type of football we want to play. So obviously there'll be times when, you know, your Munsies and your Billies and that are going to have to defend, and I think you've seen that they can do that. You know, their work rate is phenomenal. So it's just obviously realising the game that they're in and doing it.
Excellent.